Today I'm going to read Introduction Within Imprinting. Now, this is book, it's book, let's see, one, two, three, four, five, six, book seven of eight. It's highly recommend that these books are read in order. I've already read all of the books, and I have came to a place in my life where I'm noticing unconscious reactions more and more in my relationships, which of course do not feel the best. Now, when I do not freely express my emotions, I am creating my own karma. How I express myself should be freely, and how that is received from outside myself is really none of my business. We are all reflections of one another, and we are all growing and learning and with each other because we are fragments of the one. Now, we can remove the whole concept of fragmentation and know that we are the creator. We have a divine spark within us. But that doesn't really resolve a lot of the unconscious habits and reactions that I have towards myself, or we have towards ourselves. And that's why I have revisited the book Imprinting. The Right Use of Will book series is not the most fun spiritual reading because it can really cause some stirrings and movement within the emotional body, which would be considered the mother aspect, the will within us. And so the attempt to reclaim lost will and express right use of will or free will, free the will, is very, very difficult. And so I've learned through the channelings of other loving energies, such as Valamis, where the one infinite creator, from a different vantage point, the theme of the cosmic day is courage. That's what's being explored. Well, how as spirits within a human body who is constantly engaging with itself based off reactions and responses to the life force, which the emotional body is what is reacting to this life force based off the patterns that we have accumulated either through impressions of society and parents. All of that is okay. But once we begin to recognize these reactions that do not feel good, if some of us are configured that way. Now, I can't speak for everyone, but individually based, I do know that I have a strong emotional response, and as a male, a very sensitive and strong female presence within. So the life force is going to be more impactful. Because I'm more passive principle than active principle, which is the masculine polarity, even though we both have masculine and feminine polarity. Now, within my own self-discovery, I have come here in this lifetime and within this cycle, and with all the changes that I will experience. And if I had to give it a theme, it would be transformation. We all experience transformation, but some of us have different temperaments in order to explore different life paths. Now, so I have revisited the Right Use of Will book series. I'm going to be reading Imprinting. I've been studying in depth the alphabet and a lot of mysticism, Hebrew Jewish mysticism. And the wisdom is very deep here, but it doesn't touch aspects of myself within the will. This is great for the mental body, but for the emotional body, the Right Use of Will book series will go to the depths that are very uncomfortable. The wisdom received through the letters, right? And the words that make up reality is very comforting. But to dare and go to the depths of the will and to allow the mother of everything to see a reflection of herself within fragmentations of herself, and for us to recognize and build that connection is very difficult. Very, very difficult. I speak from experience. I'm still going through it. And that's why I have revisited Imprinting. And so I will read the introduction. This allows me to speak out loud the channelings that came through in order to help us who were guided to these book series. And it can be a very healing process. But a lot of us, we have to be willing to take responsibility and attempt to create the space, create the time in order to explore the depths, which can be very difficult within ourselves. But ultimately, it will pay dividends and can be rewarding. Again, we're unconscious creators pretending to be conscious creators. I'm an active in the groups of self-discovery from the Viwamas Foundation. We meet a couple times a month. The channelings that come through Patty and Halsey, the founders of Viwamas Foundation, are also very let's just say Viwamas is known as a spiritual psychiatrist. And so the Viwamas will go straight to the core and peel back the layers in order to expose within the energetic points that need movement in order to progress. Evolve in our consciousness. Okay. And the more that we can shine light on these energetic points within ourselves that have not moved, which we will explore in what spirit within the Right Use of Will calls in the gap, then we actually move back space in order for my love and light to shine downward and create the healing that is necessary. All right. So I will begin reading. I'm not going to have commentary this time. I'm just going to read through the whole chapter and then that'll be all for today. In the beginning, I had reverie without feeling. I had to do anything, but Let me start over. In the beginning, I had reverie without feeling I had to do anything, be responsible for anything, or have my existence questioned in any way. I did not know there was anything other than that. I had gone through my own process of coming into existence and my own awareness of it. I did not mind that I had existence as long as I did not have to do anything about it other than just exist and drift in my thoughts and images. When something began to react to my thoughts and images as though they were not all the same and was forming attachments to some of them, I was not sure I liked this. Without letting myself dwell on it, I had formed the impression that this was relationship, and that relationship meant opinions, criticism, and limitations, or requirements in form of desire for some parts of my thoughts and images, and not for others. I did not see that this had anything to offer me other than interference with my free form drift. From the simple mistake of my part, I had formed a bond with body I did not realize I had formed, which was not to look at things we did not like. From there, everything felt it had to please us, or it would not get any of my light or the form it wanted to have. I had to feel love to feel it had beauty, and we were not loving in the beginning. That is clear to me now, although then it was not. Then there seemed to be nothing wrong in doing as we were doing. We did not have any concept of creating evil that was building a case against us, or of any objecting to what we were doing. We did not think there was anything else there except us moving along in our flow. If we had stopped to think about it, we would probably have realized we had a place that we were in called space and a darkness. I'll read that again. If we had stopped to think about it, we would probably have realized we had a place that we were in called space and a darkness our light was shining into. But then we did not realize it, illogical as that seems now. We had no concept of relativity, only of existence, which had just happened to us, and we had not noticed these things yet. The concept of a mother who was darkness that had pulled light into existence seemed preposterous to us. We had come ourselves into existence, and that's all there was to it, or so we thought then. We came to certain illogical conclusions in the beginning and never questioned ourselves about them. In fact, I had the feeling I was the only one. And body did also. I thought he was part of me, and he thought I was part of him. And yet, we could not get an alignment because we each wanted to rule. I thought he was a bore who wanted to move past me on anything he didn't like, and he thought I was a prude who held back for no good reason. Thus, we invented the original spirit body split that has been in place for a very long time, from the beginning, in fact. If we had had any concept of ourselves as one, we might have had a different experience there. But we let only one voice talk at a time and never felt we had any way to come to peace with the differing viewpoints there. Thus, another struggle was put into place, the struggle for supremacy and domination. It became a terrible power struggle that gapped us horribly from one another. This gap is most of what this book is about. How it was put into place, what is in it, and how to heal it. It affected everyone in creation, imprinting them in ways that they have never been able to move past, no matter how hard they have tried. Consciousness was never able to overcome imprinting, no matter how hard it tried either. Consciousness had very little room left once imprinting was put into place. Imprinting is most of what is in the human brain, and the brains of all animals, too. Imprinting is even in the plants, because it was in all of the essence, and that is all there was then, essence. In differentiating itself, it did not move lovingly at first, and this is how most of the problem was put into place. The rest of it was not knowing how to move to change it. The rest of it was not knowing how to move to change that once loving presence was there. Unfortunately, we utilize our old and original mistake of not looking at what we didn't like. We decided not to look back. We thought that if we did not look at it anymore, it would form when. Let me start over. We thought that if we did not look at it anymore, it would not be there anymore. Quite simple, and an imprinting we had formed when it was happening that way. I'm going to read that again. Unfortunately, we utilize our old and original mistake of not looking at what we didn't like. We decided not to look back. We thought that if we did not look at it anymore, it would not be there anymore. Quite simple. And an imprinting we had formed when it was happening that way. Before there was will presence to hold anything present, this was a major problem of ours. Yet, when the will came, we did not recognize it as anything helpful. We notice only how the will seemed to hold present that which did not want to have held present and did not notice the rest because we thought we were doing that ourselves already. This lack of recognition for the will gave her a misrep. This lack of recognition for the will gave her a misinterpretation of our presence. She thought that we were unloving toward her and loving toward ourselves, and recognized her as causing only the things we did not like, and ourselves as causing only the things we did like. Thus, she saw us as defining ourselves as positive and her as negative. Ourselves as good, her as bad, in other words. She did not like this, and neither did we, as it turned out, but we did not notice this for a long time. We thought we liked this because it gave us someone to blame for our own denials, and blame her we did for everything that went even barely imperceptibly wrong. Blame was there from the beginning. We did not consider it blame or even that we were being unfair. We thought we were so right, even though it was held undercurrent for the most part, It was glaringly obvious to the recipients and imprinted in the will as everything that is wrong is our fault. This became everything the will has been suffering and struggling with since the beginning. We made a gap with the will, thereby not recognizing her real role. We pushed her away from the very beginning and did not give her right place. She needs to recover from this and cannot take her right place until she does. Until the will has recovered, the role of the will cannot be fully understood. It is only just now beginning to move. It is only just now beginning to move into healing, yet the gap is more prominent than ever on Earth, and the lovelessness of people on Earth is more apparent than ever. Why is this? The gap is only barely moving in most people, and only mildly gapped essence is coming in as of yet. That is why many people who, excuse me. Okay. Many people who pick up these books and think they are going to read them and follow this path do not when they feel their own gap. They stop the process as soon as they feel anything they do not like, which is anything that might make them have to take responsibility for anything in original cause. Their original cause is not going to reveal itself if they do not accept my light first. And most do not even accept these stories as real yet. This does not mean you need to pat yourselves on the back for being first and all of the other undercurrent competition issues this might invoke. It means you need to realize what a huge issue fragmentation has become on Earth, and that most people don't even feel they have enough presence to move toward healing themselves yet. This has to heal a little at a time because the gap is more frightening than many people think when they think they can heal in a short time. That is another group of quitters. Those who think it is taking too much time and too much feeling bad compared to how much feeling good. This is imprinting that will become quite obvious to you as you read these books. Imprinting that checked out long ago and never checked back to see if there is anything else it needed to know. It thinks numb is feeling good and does not mind not feeling anything. This is not ready to move yet out there until it moves inside with the pieces, whose rage fragments these are, and they are legion in number, most people on Earth. The rest are moving along without knowing it and do not need to read the books because their feeling doesn't. Because their feelings don't have that much depth to them, and they do not have much responsibility either. That leaves a rather small group who are frightened that they might have quite a lot of responsibility and have not wanted to take it in the past. Fear needs to move here. You do have major responsibility. And you are major pieces of my lost essence that went into the gap. Your whole experience has been lived in the gap without my light there to help you much at all. This has been a major problem for all of you, And it has become a major problem for me too, because I cannot move anymore without your help, and you cannot move anymore without mine. It has to balance now. That is all there is left to do, or the gap was. Let me start over. That is all there is left to do, or we cannot live anymore. We tried everything else first because the gap was the last place we wanted to go. Now it is the place we have to go and the only place we can go. The fear of being crazy has to move out too, because it is not possible to move past old imprinting without moving the gapped rage and held terror that has kept it in place for so long. Feelings need movement. Moving them out does not mean getting rid of them anymore. It means moving out old fear patterns and letting another emotional response come in its place. It means moving in rage, which was left out, feeling it had no place in creation. Not even fear's place, which was hell. It has a terrible feeling of no place to receive it, and of pounding on the will's held terror to make it receive it. The will receive this rage, but it needs another approach. It cannot give any more pain and terror to the will and expect it to open and receive it. That is a way of giving out blame here and not looking at its own responsibility in not approaching the will in a gentle way to begin with. It thinks it hates gentleness more than anything else in the world as a way to avoid looking at its own responsibility here. But it needs gentleness more than anything else to heal its own feelings of displacement. It cannot both give out what it refuses to accept from others, which is blame, and expect its blame to be received before it is going to let go of blame. It has not considered this because it has been so sure it is right that it thinks it only needs to get the object of blame to realize its fault. And what? Get another agenda? Not likely. If it really is to blame, knows it, and means to be. It is not to blame. It was a major misunderstanding, but this cannot be realized unless the gap is gone all the way down through, because it does not matter what levels of consciousness realize it if it does not penetrate the gap. This we found out long ago. If consciousness could do it alone, it would have been healed long ago. Few have wanted to go into the gap. And even fewer have returned once they have gone into it. It is a major. The gap is a majorly dangerous place and one I do not recommend advancing on openly. Privately, in secret if necessary, healing must take place this time. If you do not think this is true, you have not been in your gap enough to know whether it is or not, and have no business telling my light you know better than I do. This is an old and original position, and an imprinting is the cause of it, as it is the cause of everything else that is wrong because the gap has only imprinting to go on. My light was not loving yet there. Feelings were not accepted as having anything to offer. And so there was no heart presence. Does that sound like a place you want to go? I did not think so. Yet feelings are not all good, and the feelings judged against as bad are all in the gap, operating there in a state of denial without love or the light of my consciousness there with them. That is a gap in itself, to have no love present and no light of my consciousness there, only old imprinting from before there was love. There is a major feeling in this gap that it is right there. But let me read that again. There is a major feeling in the. One more time. There is a major feeling in this gap that it is right and is going to prove it any time now. This is because in this original imprinting, we had a major feeling that we were right and would have proved it if we had not been interfered with by our other parts, which we, at the time, did not recognize as our other parts. And had surprised us by coming out of nowhere and opposing us. This part of the gap has a major military buildup in place to prevent this from happening again, it thinks. It hated being interfered with when it was putting everything in place and has continued to ignore the signs and notices along the way that it needs to consider input from others. It has gotten very clever in its fragmentation, though, and appears to be receiving input, but it is only talking to itself and does not notice there is anyone else there who has anything of value to offer or that needs to be considered. This is a very dangerous position to be in, and one of the most called, and this is a very dangerous position to be in, and one that almost cost my light, my life, and my existence in any form. I still have a major problem to turn around on Earth, but it is going to heal. It just needs more time. The very thing you all think you do not have any more of on Earth. Yet the Earth changes never seem to quite happen. They are happening. They are happening inside first and will happen very quickly in outer reality when it is the right time. I am not going to make any predictions here about when that is, because you all need to move your held stuff, or it is not going to happen for you the way you want it to. And that is all you need to know. The rest can be left up to me. Although that is not a favorite position of yours, it is not possible to have it another way. At this time, it is necessary to move rage and terror if you do not trust me until you can trust me, because it is not possible to trust me if you cannot feel that I am loving now. I have nothing more to say in this introduction, except that I hope you move what you need to move. Take responsibility for what you need to. And heal the gap you need to heal at your own right speed, so that my light can come into the places where it has never been before. I am ready. Are you? Okay. That'll be all for today. I'm not going to make any comments, but the guidance I did receive recently has obviously pointed me back into reading this particular book again. I definitely have been experiencing the gap. The numbing feeling that was mentioned, the reactions that I have experienced from reflections on the outside of myself, from others, imprints. So to have courage and respond differently will allow the gap to, will move the gap to allow my loving light to flow through. And so, as it was said at the end of the introduction, I have freedom of choice to either trust in the process of my love and light, to recognize that trust and allow it to flow within in a responsive, to have allowance instead of expressing the movement of rage, which is buried deep within and needs the movement. So there is an easier, softer way, and it's suggested also to approach the will with gentleness. And so that reflection will be out there within the feminine principle. All right. Thank you. That'll be all.